Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg, so glad to be able to have you here today. Joining me is John. And
Hello.
Hello, good morning. And Pat.
Hello.
I just want to welcome everybody, all of our listeners and viewers from around the world on the Gulf Coast, all of our WHBR listeners. And if you don't know this, we have marathon weekend. Mm-hmm. We have a marathon weekend because if your week was so busy and you get a chance to hear what was said during these week's programs, because it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that you can, while you're doing the yard or you're kicking back or relaxing on your back porch, you can... every program from Monday to Friday plays back to back. So I just want to encourage you that if you want to be able to catch it that way, I'd love it, because he's like, oh, yeah, we need to stay informed. God's people are destroyed mm-hmm. for a lack of knowledge. And our hope is, and our desire is, and what we believe God has done here is that he set things up where we don't have to be destroyed. I know. We just got to turn to him. So I just want to encourage you today as we are going over some of the things we're going to cover in today's program. We'll give a big shout out to John Louvrand going through a healing this morning, man. You're in our prayers. And also with Scott. Scott came up through surgery, as he did, and we are keeping you in our prayers as well. And God is good.
Yes, he is.
God is a healer, and God can actually just bring us back. It's amazing. It's totally amazing.
It's totally amazing.
Well, some of the things we've been covering, we've been talking about, of course, the organizing tactics. Well, who would Jesus organize? You know, we're about to work our way out of this. We'll be done soon, but we have it available for you. And as things increase, you're going to want to go to the torch. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you're seeing it now, but you're going to see it behind me, the VFN torch. And it is so important to know that everything that's being said, you can access it, and you can share it with a friend, and you can see it scrolling behind me right there. Where these are the different articles, and it's kind of pictures there as well to help you kind of find out what's going on. But there's like 2,000 some odd different segments of light to be able to encourage you, to be able to know what's going on. What you can do is you get to that by going to VFNTV.com and click on the flaming torch there. And when you see what you like, you can push one little button on your Apple, Android, Windows device, or on the web, and it just goes to a friend. You can send to anybody you want to. And it shows up ready to play where they can be encouraged. It's like a big slice of bread, mm-hmm. a big loaf of bread sliced up in a lot of good slices. And this is what he says. He says, Jesus said, you know, I am the bread of life. He wasn't talking about the flesh. He was talking about the revelation and the light that he gives us. And so I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet gone to the torch, you're seeing it right now. For those that are on WHBR and those that are joining us online in the stream, you can see very specifically that we've been working hard to make sure that you have light whenever you need it, ever how you need it. And, of course, signing up at the upper right-hand corner at VFNTV.com for the weekly newsletter, schedule of what's going on, because you get this also in your email. We are pumped. We are excited because God is speaking, and we're just sharing what's going on as we're working our way through this. But, you know, speaking of Israel, we're talking about Israel, and Israel is very important in the context of the perspective of knowing God's heart. They're the apple of God's eye. They're the time clock. They're God's chosen people in the context when he began to reveal himself on earth. And so when you hear us talk about, you know, we're standing up for God mm-hmm. and country in that order and Israel, these are three very important pillars. And speaking of that, it's just reported on CBN News this morning that American tax dollars are being used to fund a facility, a building, to pay for a building to have Camp Jihad for the children. Oh, so they can actually, you know, study jihad, and jihad is considered, and they could learn about holy war. Mm-hmm. And the CBN News reports that, and you're going to be able to see this on the VFN torch, they report that, you know, take it by force. And when one of the children were talking and dialoguing in one of those promotional videos they have for it, and they said, well, you know what we got to do is just do it all at the same time. Instead of trying to do it little by little, we need to do it at the very same time. And understanding that, it's like, what are you doing? These innocent children are being trained up in the ways of darkness to come against God, the apple of God's eye. And he says, if you bless Israel, mm-hmm. you know, I'll bless you. But if you curse Israel, you'll be cursed. And Israel, when you understand Israel, just think about the name Jacob and think about the name Israel. It's the same thing. But realize this, if our tax dollars are paying for the majority of the funding for the United Nations, and we are supporting the very fact of coming against. I mean, it's just like everywhere. It's just like everywhere. And it's like, you know, what Jesus was talking about to his disciples, he was talking about the simplicity. Now you can really understand this if you're seeing what's going on. When he sat there and he said, you know, farmers, they know when to plant. They can see when to plant. They know when to be able to harvest their, I mean, they can tell the signs and the seasons. But you can't even tell them. My own people can't even tell the signs and the seasons. And there are so many signs for this season. It's, it is amazing how many there are. And one of the signs, in addition, in the midst of all this, every bit of this, think about it, all of this, Pat, think about this thing. You know, all the crises and all the different things, and we're going to talk about the next two tactics here, because they were all these crises are going on, and so we're at a very vulnerable state. We lowered our defense budget. We, you know, provoked things in the world. We got overprinted. We spent our money, borrowed 40 cents on every dollar.
Right.
You know, pushing God out of the schools, trying to push God out of the country. Can't say the Pledge of Allegiance. I was just seeing there was a golfer from Puerto Rico, a real famous golfer from Puerto Rico, and he's older now, but he was just real famous.
Mm-hmm. And Chichi Rodriguez.
Yeah, Chichi Rodriguez, and he's teaching you know, kids. He has a middle school that he trains kids up and helps the kids that are disadvantaged to be able to be successful and get college careers. And he says, we don't take any federal money because we want to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Wow.
Oh, and wow.
Said, you know, federal money keeps you from saying the Pledge of Allegiance to the federal
government.
Pledge of Allegiance to the federal. It's like, what have we come to?
Wow.
And so all these signs are taking place. So then, according to Michelle Bachmann, Congressman Michelle Bachmann, she lets us know that we have not vetted the assistant to our Secretary of State at the time,
Uma,
who now her and her husband were running for governor, mayor of New York. And but obviously that's not working out. And
no,
5%. Open doors and empty yeah. houses.
I'm surprised at 5%.
yeah, and so with that, in the context of it, she is like a daughter of the leader of the Muslim Brotherhood, big people, folks in the Muslim Brotherhood. And yeah. So she was unvetted, which means, this is what this means. They didn't do a thorough background check on her and get with Congress's permission, which is you are Congress, that's your representative, to review who's working there. Then she also says, Congressman Michelle Bachmann also says, that we have allowed the Muslim Brotherhood to infiltrate our government, mm-hmm. and we're just letting them come on in, and we're erasing any name, references to them and the things that they have done that are derogatory towards our nation and our Constitution, and anything to do with jihad, anything to do with Islam, radical Islam, that the enemy of a Constitution. And in that, and of course they shut her down. And so, you know, then we put Janet Napolitano over to Homeland Security. I mean, think about this. We put Janet Napolitano over at Homeland Security. Okay, so she allows, reported out of Texas, allows somebody in the Muslim Brotherhood to actually have access to all the information for Homeland Security.
Wow.
But it's reported today on the news, now that they brought this puppy all this far, that she's resigned.
Wow.
Well, I mean, hey, you got some Brotherhoods now that can actually handle things. We can just step back now.
Wow.
And they're preparing for the next candidate that's going to be running for everybody. They've got this whole thing, this whole crisis just ready to go.
Totally organized.
Totally. Oh, organized. That is what we're finding out. And so we are being organized. And realize, you know, and somebody who doesn't walk in the light, I mean, they're going to do whatever they do. I mean, that's their prerogative. They can do that. But when you are a Jew or a Christian, and they're organizing around you. I mean, look at history. Just look, it's not good. You got to pay attention. You got to pay attention, because it's amazing what's taking place. And so we're going to be talking about Cass Sunstein, which was the information czar, I guess you would say.
Regulation czar, right?
Information regulation czar, in regards to, for the first administration for the president. But then as I was, you know, trying to find out, because I got this tactic coming up, because there's not this next tactic, but the tactic after that from Rules for Radicals, written by Saul Alinsky. dedicated in the front to Lucifer and dedicated in the back to President Barack Obama, but just Barack Obama because he was the president then. And Hillary Clinton, who did a thesis on Alinsky's tactics, which were dedicated in this book in 1971 to Lucifer, which paper is sealed now. So the Lord's just speaking to my spirit that it was revealed to me that when Cass Sunstein was in office, when he was in that position, his whole job was to just create so many regulations, so many policies and procedures and so many, there's just impossible for somebody to really walk and not be in violation of all these things, which means it's the tactic that we're going to be talking about. This says, create an organization to maintain the pressure.
Sure.
They used our government to create that thing to be able to do the pressure to, polarize, organize, conflict, and depolarize and to organize is what it is. And so in the context of that, it's like, my goodness. And John Klonowski out of Colorado during the first administration of our current president, he sends information. We couldn't score. We were looking for it last night, trying to find it. It was a detailed description of all the Cass Sunstein policies and regulations and things. And it's just legal heaven for somebody who wants to control things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like China. and so they said, it doesn't matter who the next president is. There are so many things now established through all this way of fundamentally transforming, and that was their goal. Their goal was transforming America, and it's unfair, and it's impossible to blame or say you can hang this on one person or that person because it's a whole bunch of folks, and that's why when we're talking about Linsky's children, we left a blank there because we couldn't write them all out and it wouldn't fit in the title base when they were doing it, and that means people that follow these particular tactics. And the tactics that are being followed are dedicated to Lucifer. And we're finding out, hey, they've been used ever since Lucifer. They were right. They were right. He was actually right when he was talking about that. And so what we hear is that we hear the pastor that married the president and mentored him, according to his book, Dreams from a Father, that Reverend Jeremiah Wright,
right.
And he's speaking. When he's speaking, he's talking about, this is very important, and this is really, kind of how it is. You've got to, who's going to select me? Who's going to support me and get behind me? Because it matters, because they're going to ask for a payday in the context of that. And so I just want you to hear right here in this little, from Hannity.
Sean Hannity?
Sean Hannity having an interview. Or playing an audio with Pastor Jeremiah Wright speaking about, because he was just saying, like, you don't even understand.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are missing out this whole thing, how this whole thing works. And I'm going to play that for you in a moment. We want to be able to cover these things, so I'll play it in context so you can have it. I can't wait to share these things with you. I will tell you more about this after the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
A gifted and talented public school program out of control. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
Our daughter is in fifth grade, so the teacher this year refuses to say the Pledge of Allegiance because it says one nation under God. She asks the children to retrieve her hominid skull, and she gets the kids to bring it to her, and she carries it around, not pertaining to the lecture. She referred to Christ as that boy from Nazareth.
All right, let me jump right in here. We're going to get you in touch with our lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice. Making disparaging statements about your daughter or her faith is not allowed. That is a violation of the law. Let me get you in touch with our lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice. Hang on the line here, Dana. We'll get you some help.
The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. Visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
If you've ever looked at the church, and have thought to yourself, these people are just way too perfect for me to come around them, then you know what? You and I are a lot alike. That was my story. I thought everyone in the church was just perfect, and I was the only one with issues. But guess what? Everyone that comes to Jesus has a background. We don't come to Jesus because we're perfect. We come to Jesus because we need a Savior. And you know, I was at that place. I was at that place where things weren't going right in my life. I was away from God. I was in sin. I was chasing after the world, trying to find an identity, trying to find myself. And the more I kept looking for myself, the more I went deeper and deeper into sin. But then I had an encounter. I had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. And when that happened, everything changed. Yeah, my life wasn't perfect, but I met the one who is perfect. And with that, I'm absolutely okay. I want to encourage you to read my story. You can read other stories of people that were not perfect, but people who met the perfect one. Mm-hmm. You can go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat and John. We are just so thankful for our partners and our underwriters out there. You can find out more about them on VFNTV.com. And you got to see this. As a matter of fact, can you tell us about $50 Eye Guy?
Yeah, $50 Eye Guy. They're on Davis Highway right across from Home Depot in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. Go visit Mark Ticking Camp, and you can go to, they have a wide selection of all types of frames, mm-hmm. great supporter, and they have a bunch of things available for you. $50 Eye Guy.
$50 Eye Guy. And that means what? You get, well, you got a good deal.
You have to go out there
yeah.
and go see.
Yeah, you got a good deal out there. Well, we sure appreciate your support right there, Mark, and all the ones that are standing with us to be able to keep the light going, the conversation light over dark times. In addition, standing up for God and country in that order and standing up for Israel. If you're interested in becoming an underwriter sponsor, go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts or visiting them. Be sure to go in and tell Mark, we appreciate what you're doing. This is actually $50 Eye Guy in Pensacola, Florida. Mm-hmm. We always want to remember that from our sponsors and underwriters from around the United States. And make sure you get a chance to be able to see them there. Now, we were talking about what's taking place in Israel, and in the next half hour, we'll be talking about that. But and also, we have a video to be able to play for you to be able to see these students talk about how they're having these strategies to be able to hurt Israel in Israel. And but you know, Facebook, it's you're talking about nudge these techniques, this organizing efforts that are written about, you know, 1971. That are being used. It's being used by every business person in the world that's not and doesn't have Jesus as their CEO.
America.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking at Facebook now. It's reported today that Facebook is turning off their privacy settings, and they're going to be able to when you search, you're going to be able to your profile, whatever you put up, all that information on you would no longer be able to be private anymore. And so all that information that you've been putting out there and sharing out there, even though CBN News reports that NSA has already been gathering it already.
Right.
And if you have any friends that are outside the country, you're of great interest and they're listening to watching what you do. We want to give a big shout out to all of our listeners around the world. You know, let's keep the light. That's what changes things in the world. Let's keep focused on Jesus Christ and loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same. And we're honored to have you as one of our listeners or our viewers, which you can view us now by going to VFNTV.com. But, so that's going to be gone. It's going to be gone. And all privacy is going to be gone. I mean, read ahead in the book of Revelation. I mean, there's going to be an economy. The only way that a man-driven economy can happen, they have to see it. They have to measure it. They have to touch it. They have to, and you can do that now through all the computerized efforts and all that. And so all the data has been entered now. They just said, we're going to keep your privacy. And people were just throwing all kinds of stuff up in there. And now they're going to fix it to loose that. No, right now they're saying we're just going to lose your profile. They're just going to lose your name, your phone numbers, your address, sure. everything about you. It's in your profile, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing you have left to give them, I guess your probably your address is in there, your cell phone.
It's all in there.
Whatever you put up
it
there.
It is totally in there. And so it's a strategy. What's interesting to me was before this next term of presidency that Google threw a big celebration for our president. Mm. They had a big Google tent where they all came in to be able to, have their own function in regards to talking to him, probably just lobbying with their own things. And but in the context of that today, it's reported in the news that by CBN News reports that Google's Chrome, if you're using Google Chrome, that everything you type in the search engine, they've been keeping, in addition to all your credit card information and all that. Secondly, hackers can easily get into it. They're actually can hack right into your credit card information, all that. Now, if we listen to God, when God speaks to us, I don't know, 5 years ago, they don't put that thing on your computer. They've been doing that. Now people are hacking into and taking people's credit card information. Take your time, pull your credit card out, and enter in the digits. What was it, 16 digits?
16 maybe? Numbers.
I mean, is it that hard to you to just go, for that kind of security?
Mm-hmm.
And putting all that in your autofill Chrome, and it's probably all of them, but Chrome is reported today, that they're getting it. They're getting your information. And, they're not one of our sponsors or underwriters, but I encourage you to think about getting something like LifeLock, because there's going to be a lot of data theft. A lot of digital theft going on. You need some sort of insurance, if you would, to be able to protect you in the context of that. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
It's amazing. But it's amazing how God lets us know way in advance.
He told us. He sure did.
Yeah, he let us know way in advance. That's what's happened. And by the way, this is just the beginning. This is the beginning of it because, as America, we have one part of America, the largest part of America, that sees America as America.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the other part of America who sees America as part of the world economy, and they want to integrate and just become, just one. Let's just become one economy. Let's become one, because they're doing business in different places and all. They're finding out they can get labor at lesser costs in other countries, so they're trying to figure out how to spread their business, and now they're wanting to take down our Constitution to make that kind of blend in. These borders, as George Soros stated, kind of gets in the way. But I want to talk about, while we have a couple moments left, about the tactics.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about these tactics because our president taught them for 4 years, used them, and Hillary Clinton did a thesis on it. And she was mentored by, according to the Chicago Sun-Times, by Saul Alinsky. And the tactics are just Lucifer-type tactics. Mm-hmm. It's trying to do things in your own flesh, kind of make things happen. We found out yesterday, if you missed it, Paul renounced all that.
Right.
He intentionally humbled himself and just said, I'm just going to talk about Jesus and him crucified. I'm just going to come to you with power in the word. And I'm going to be careful not to even use any enticing words, because I want you to know Jesus, not to know me. Well, the opposite happens when people are using these kind of tactics. They want you to know them and their power, and they have the credit in the context of that. And so we're talking about, what was these 13 tactics that are used? Are they organizing the world? Are they organizing the world and America with them? And as we're progressing, we're finding, my goodness, it sure looks like it. Well, the ninth tactic of the 13 tactics, let's just talk about it. We want to share the tactic, but then we want to talk about the light side. What does God's word say about that kind of particular thing? It could be a good tactic. That's a light tactic.
Right.
And so we got to look in God's word and find out if it is. And of course, we're covering some of the word. And there's a lot of word to say about a lot of these things, a lot of scripture, but we're just trying to give you a quick perspective. Tactic number nine of the 13 tactics that our president taught for 4 years and that Hillary Clinton did a thesis on that's sealed to this day from her her university. They made a policy saying first lady's papers get sealed when her husband became president. It says, this is a tactic. Tactic nine, the threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. The threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. In other words, it's a lie. It's a lie. But just say it, and you're not going to do it, or you can't even do it. But if you just threaten it, truck drivers who are going to go down and protest what's happening in our country and around the Washington Mall and drive their trucks, they'll have this fear. They'll have this fear that it could happen, And so only a few trucks showed up when thousands were signing up to be able to come down and kind of make an outward sign of saying, you know, we don't, where's this thing going?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then that fear of, it's like, you know what? You know, as Christians, we have to be willing to lay down our lives. We have to be willing to lay down our lives, our fortune, and everything that our founding fathers did for this country and what the disciples did and what Jesus did himself. He's requiring the same thing of us. Once you're willing to lose everything, then you're finally willing to live.
That's right.
You got to be willing to die for something. It's kind of pathetic trying to protect all. And God's going to take it all. Let me tell you something right now. Everything that you protect in this coming season, if you try to protect it and don't let God keep it for you, it's going to be gone.
That's right.
And it's, but since it's your God, you know, it's going to be gone. It's going to be totally gone. And if it wasn't your God, you don't care if it's gone. And so this is what he says. He says this. The threat is usually more terrifying. This is the ninth tactic. The threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. And we have so many threats being made right now. I mean, the fact of, you think about, you know, threatening Christian organizations to have to be able to provide abortion pills, and threatening nonprofit Christian organizations and conservative organizations to be able to be audited by IRS. I mean, all, and it's meant to curb behavior. They're not planning to do all that. You know, they could. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not going to do all that. It's just like put that threat out there. And the threat is more powerful than the real thing. The thing is just keep doing what's right.
Mm-hmm.
Don't compromise what's right just because somebody's trying to threaten you. You know, remember, we have to answer to God for this. And our grandkids are going to say, what did you do with this? Well, John chapter 8, verse 43 through 45, Jesus says, he says, why is my language not clear to you? Which I'm not speaking clearly. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say. That's what he said. You belong to your father, the devil, Lucifer,
mm-hmm.
and you want to carry out your father's desires. Mm. Isn't that interesting? It's exactly mm-hmm. what's happening. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth. No, there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and he is the father of lies. Yet, because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Proverbs 26:23 says, like a coating of silver dross of earthing where our lips with an evil heart, silver tongued lips. Enemies disguise themselves with their lips, but in their hearts they harbor deceit. It's just plain as day. The ninth tactic is the threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. In other words, someone's not telling the truth. I want to thank everybody that's joined us here for WHBR audience. Don't forget, you can join us online or download our app. We're going to be here at every single day, Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. You can catch us 24/7. Find out more at VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, there's nothing more frustrating sometimes when you miss something that you wanted to be able to see, and something you couldn't record it, maybe you couldn't get to it. But you know what? Every weekend we're doing things around the yard, or we're doing things, some hobbies, or we're going out visiting people, or whatever it is. We're driving in our cars to different places. Did you know you can catch the entire week's program every weekend for 24 hours, starting at 9 a.m. Central Time, all the way to 9 a.m. Central Time Monday morning? It's called Marathon Weekend. It's that week's program playing back to back. Don't miss it.
Steve, Pat, mm-hmm. I got to tell you, I've had two experiences when it comes to reading the Bible. I've read the Bible before,
mm-hmm.
and it was like a dictionary.
Yeah.
Didn't make any sense.
Right.
Couldn't understand it.
Right.
And after one page, I said, okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then I've had another experience.
Yeah.
And that's when I spend time abiding with God.
Big difference.
That the Bible literally has come alive.
Mm-hmm.
That which with each word as I read, each verse, I just sense God's presence with me.
Mm-hmm.
I sense that he's speaking to me. And I find that his word gives me direction. It gives me the light that I need. I tell you, if you've read the Bible before and you're struggling because it just doesn't make sense, maybe you don't know where to start, I want to encourage you to get a plan at iabide.org. It's a plan, a very simple plan. It's going to help you to have an abiding relationship. What does that mean? That means that you're going to find a set time, a set place, where you're just not going to try to study the Bible, because you can't study the Bible. It's not a tutorial. Mm. It's not a textbook. It's a living book that comes with the author. And you're going to have an opportunity to sit and engage God, and he's going to engage you. iabide.org, where you can learn to hear the voice of God.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat and John. We're continuing our conversation about, you know, are we being organized? Is America being organized and the world being organized? Is that what's taking place? Who would Jesus organize? These are great, you know, light conversations to be able to understand. It's like, my goodness, if we are, don't we need to know?
Right.
Don't we need to know if that's what's taking place? And we were talking about the ninth tactic, that the threat is usually more terrifying. The ninth Alinsky tactic, which our president taught for 4 years, and it appears to be kind of,
sure,
you know, has a lot of followers of Alinsky promoting this. But what we're going to find out in the next tactic is that he was selected, it appears, according to his pastor, for this situation. A lot of Alinsky's children.
Right.
Whether they read his book or not, I mean, they're operating on the 13 tactics, right?
They're following the handbook.
Yeah, and so the threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself, which we're talking about, you know, just lie.
And the point of the threat is to have you fearful and terrorized at every moment so you don't act and do what you're supposed to do.
Right. I mean, you understand, too, what his pastor had said. In the segment that we played this week, it was out of time, but I don't know if that was a segment or not. But he said that your problem is, this is what Reverend Wright said, the president's pastor said, that the president said to him, and this is on the Sean Hannity show, is you have to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth. In other words, you cannot use the ninth tactic in the context of that, and so we're thinking, okay, yeah, that's something. And so when you look at further in regards to shining light on that, and understand the devil just constantly threats. This is what he does every day, day and night. He's constantly bringing accusation against you.
Mm-hmm.
He's the accuser of the brethren, day and night. Mm-hmm. Don't ever think he's not accusing, but understand the blood covers you. If you don't try to use Alinsky's tactics to be able to come against Alinsky's children, in other words, you don't follow darkness to be able to defeat darkness. You just stay in the light, as we've been talking about, and that's how you do it. But he says right here in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, what protects us from all this that's going on? It's the armor of God. Mm-hmm. It's the armor of God. When he's writing to the church of Ephesus here, Paul writes, he says, finally, you know, be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against Lucifer's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. This battle that's going on, it has nothing to do with the folks who may be held captive to do his will. Realize God loves those folks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God loves those folks. The enemy is just coming and holding people captive to do his will. And the battle is a spiritual battle between light and dark, between good and evil. And that's what's taking place right here. And if you start thinking that your battle is with flesh and blood, next thing you know, you're being dishonoring and disrespectful, and you're saying things you shouldn't say, and you're creating more darkness by responding in a carnal type fleshly way. And we're talking to the church here. We're not talking to folks that are not a church, a believer. But then he goes on verse 13. He says, so because the spiritual war is going on, he says, therefore put on the full armor of God. So God gives us an armor to protect us from all these attacks. Mm-hmm. We have a full armor to protect us from all this craziness going on. Mm-hmm. And no, I'm not talking about, you know, knight's armor, and I'm talking about, you know, Kevlar vests and all those weird things you see going on out there. I'm talking about spiritual armor. He says, so therefore, with all these things going on, put on the armor of God so that you can, so when the day of evil comes, welcome to the day of evil in the world, comes, you will be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything you can do to stand, think about it, you've done everything. Mm-hmm. So don't just sit back and go, I'm not going to do anything. Mm-hmm. No, stand up for what's right. Abide with God. Begin to be the light like you're supposed to be. Be the light of the world. You don't hide your light anymore. Just walk out in the midst of gross darkness and just say, you know what? God loves you and God's got a plan for your life. And just begin to sow. That's what we're doing constantly, sowing light over you and sowing light over the Gulf Coast and sowing light over the nation. Because you know what? The more light that's sown, the more people's hearts begin to soften up, and all of a sudden there's a breakthrough. Mm-hmm. And we're believing God for a third grade awakening breakthrough right there. But therefore, he says, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you'll be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand. Think about it. That's so important because, you know, all this craziness is going on. And this is so refreshing to me because I've been watching all this happen. And I'm looking around, I'm thinking, is anybody standing? Is anybody, most people were saying like, I just give up. You know, I don't know. I guess it's just over or whatever. What's over, first of all?
Right.
Secondly, you know, we're supposed to stand. And then somebody says, well, I've done all this already. So what else? And he says, after you've done everything you could do to stand, then just stand.
That's right.
And that's when we're standing in faith. Not, you're not standing in faith if you haven't actually done something. You know, it's faith and works just completes your faith. I mean, you've got to actually begin to no longer be ashamed of Jesus Christ and begin to bring him up that he is your Lord and your Savior and your King and begin to share him with others, share the light with others. And now you're standing. And he says, stand firm then. After you've done everything to do, stand firm then with your belt of truth buckled around your waist. So you got the truth. Listen, if you're not reading the Word of God, you have no belt on. That's why your drawers are dropping. Think about it. Your drawers are dropping to your ankles because you don't have no belt.
Right.
Well, we're like the sons of Sceva here, you know, when it comes to the Word of God, because it's the belt of truth. It's the truth of God. If you get in the Word of God and begin to abide, which you can find out more about abiding at iabide.org. We have a great plan for you there, that you can actually keep your pants up. I mean, you know, if you stand there with no belt on, it's not going to be good. Hmm. It's not going to be good. And you got to have the belt of truth, not the bondage of darkness.
That's right.
You know, there's some things that they'll give you to be able to hold your pants up, but it's a dark, captive device. So he says, stand firm with the belt of truth around your waist and with the breastplate of righteousness in its place. And you think about a breastplate. I mean, that's where when I was a deputy, we put the bulletproof vest on the front of our chest. We had a rifle plate that was in the middle of that particular thing. We're very protective of the core parts of our body. We call that the kill zone when we were in training to be able to train with shooting in law enforcement, because that's where you're if you're going to take somebody out, that's where you would take them out in the context of that. And we were taught to double tap in the K5, which is kill zone. And as a law enforcement officer and self-defense of others or the officer themselves. And in the context that, then that means the breastplate of righteousness covers that area. The thing that could hurt you and kill you, understand that you have the breastplate of righteousness. And righteousness means right standing with God. Think about that. It's so important that if you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life and you renounced your shameful ways and your sinful ways and you say, yeah, I'm walking with you, God, you're in right standing with God. Mm-hmm. You're in right standing with him. I mean, he looks at you and he sees his son. Mm-hmm. Unless you're walking in sin. I mean, he's his son.
Right.
And you think about it, it's like, wow, I'm in right standing with God. I mean, it's like everything's okay. Not only are you a joint heir with Jesus Christ, you're an heir of God himself.
Right.
I mean, that's awesome, ain't it?
Yeah, it's powerful.
You're in right standing, so you can approach his throne of grace with boldness to receive mercy and grace in your time of need. I mean, it's like, here I am, God, you know, in right standing with God. And it's actually not thinking that, it's knowing that. It's called faith. Faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. So when you read the truth of God and you apply it to your life, man, you got your belt up, you got your pants tight, right? And when you walk around, I'm in right standing with God because I have dealt with the things in my life. I laid myself down at the cross and now I'm totally dependent upon the finished work of the cross of Christ. Hey, I'm in right standing with God.
Hello. Right.
this is totally different than trying to build some organized effort to come against somebody who's building an organized effort. It's like, you know, what does loose say to loose, right? Fur. Anyway, so so in the context of that, that the breastplate of righteousness, when you're standing, you wear that in faith. And with your feet, he goes on to say, this is also how you stand against all these lies and these schemes. With your feet fitted with the gospel, the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the gospel is the word of God, what God has said to us. It's the good news. And if you're not in it, and we say it a million times, just realize only really 3% are in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, if you want to get rid of all your anxiety stuff, you know, get in it.
That's right.
You know, get in the word. Get in, you know, follow this Jesus that you profess, that you follow. It's really confusing a lot of people if you don't. And, but your feet, you have this peace. And so you walk around, no matter where you're going, you have this peace. There's not a place that you go to because the kingdom of God is a revelation, not a relocation. There's nowhere to run to find peace, but there is a place to be and receive the kingdom of God within you and the peace that comes from the readiness of the gospel of peace, which is the word of God. In addition, he tells us to, in this, to take up our shield of faith. And so you got all these lies being and all these, you know, the threats worse than the actual thing that's happening mm-hmm. and all these schemes and all this. You know, you got your problem is you got to tell the truth type stuff. And it's like, how many more people are going to lie to us? Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, those are just basic Lucifer tactics. There's, mm-hmm. you know, it's just, oh, that's just a kid trying to get their way. I mean, mm-hmm. that's, if you see it in the context, you're not going to be so, you know, so freaked out about it. It's so funny. It's like people are shocked that people who walk in darkness operate in darkness. It's like, come on. You know, it's come on. Isn't it crazy?
Surprised?
Yeah, it's just like, you're expecting a non-believer to walk as a believer?
Right.
Well, they told me they were a believer. Check their fruit out, bro. Check mm-hmm. their fruit out. So in addition, he says, take the shield of faith. And faith is your confidence and your surety. And he says, this is about what he says about the faith. Faith is your ever-present help in time of trouble. Now faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. That's that confidence that you have that God is with you. God is in you. God is walking with you. The goodness and mercy, which is probably the name of two angels, follow you all the day of your life, all the days of your life. That God's writing down all these things that are happening in your life that are good. If you confess the bad, they're not even in his book of remembrance. And you're going to spend eternity with him. And to die in this body is to be present with God instantly. So as long as I'm going to be here, I'm going to live for him. Praise God. I've got faith. I have the shield of faith. And he says, with this particular shield of confidence and surety and certainty, with the shield of faith, you'll be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows, the lies of the evil one.
Mm.
So what happens is when they launch all these things at you as a believer, it just hits the shield of faith and drops because you're in the light. You see the darkness. You see the perversion in the context of what they're trying to do. You see the fact that it's a scheme going on, trying to undermine a current in your life to bring you to a place that they want to take you to, that they think is right, that they're self-right,
mm-hmm.
self-righteous in the context of that. And so it annihilates. And so if you're not in the Word of God standing like this, you're not protected. Then he says, finally, take up the helmet of salvation. If you have not yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, and you know, you've got to get saved. This is non-applicable. Mm-hmm. This is a disclaimer. This does not apply to anybody who has not yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of their life. That's tax tag and title.
That's right.
Not included, right?
That's right.
The helmet, belt, and shoes not included. But in fact, if you get saved, now you have the helmet of salvation. Isn't it time for your mind to get peace? You know, you got to remember by faith, I'm saved. And so your mind gets all these fiery darts shooting, all these thoughts and stuff. All of a sudden, you just get this peace in your mind. It's a helmet that protects your thought life. And you got to protect it when people are trying to change your thoughts and the way you think. You got to be able to protect that. You can protect that by faith, saying, you know what? I am saved. You know, I have the helmet of salvation. And finally, he says, in addition to this, take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And it reminds me of the vision that Rick Joyner had that he wrote about during the lines of revival. What was the release at that time?
The Call?
No.
Final Quest.
The Final Quest. And had all these Christians who had their swords, and they were just dragging their swords. Nobody was using their sword.
Yeah.
And that's the Word of God. That's the Bible. So 97% are basically not even lifting up the sword of the Spirit to be mm-hmm. able to fight against the ways of the enemy. We just said yesterday, and one of these tactics is we're supposed to say, it is written. When somebody says a lie to you, when Lucifer comes to attack you, like he did those three different ways, three different strategies to come in against Jesus, mm-hmm. he says, it is written. It is written. He brought out the sword of the Spirit, and he counteracted the lie with the sword of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Double-edged sword, it penetrates to the thought and attitudes of the heart. It just lets you know what's going on. which means this: if 97%, according to George Barna, are dragging their Bibles, I mean, actually 81% are not even touching them. Hmm. But out of the 17% are dragging them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like we're not going to win the spiritual battle if we don't rise up. But we all got to do is begin to pick it up and begin to do warfare, mm-hmm. spiritual warfare now, on behalf of, which is living a life in the light. The best thing you can do to defeat darkness is to begin to live for the light. That's it. What a concept. Renounce all dark, shameful ways, repent at the cross, and mm-hmm. live your life, your marriage, your family, your business, and begin to say, you know what? I'm going to live according to Scripture. I'm going to begin, in view of God's mercy, I'm going to live that way. And I just want to be able to tell you, in regards to that ninth tactic, when lies are coming at you, that's the light that kind of counteracts the ninth tactic from Alinsky's 13 tactics that our president taught for 4 years, and it looks like it's being used today, mm-hmm. which is the threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. Always happens that way, because the devil's accusing you day and night. But guess what? I just share with you how we defend ourselves and stand up in the context of all these lies coming from Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know that there's an app that'll make you taller?
Oh, I need that app then. Where is it?
I'm serious. Go on iTunes right now.
Really?
And like on your iPhone. Once you're on it, put your iPhone on the floor and then stand on your iPhone. Check it out. There's an app for that.
Is there an app to make you lose weight? I need that app too.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I've seen a few of those.
I did too, but yeah. I need it. But
well, what there is an app for, though, there's an app for the VFN TV daily radio program. You got to check it out. You can go on iTunes, type in VFN TV, and download it on your phone for free. You got all the daily live radio content. You've got all the radio feeds, everything we're talking about. You got it right there with you. So it's like VFN TV on the go. Check it out. VFNTV.com.
You know, every one of us go through times in our life where it just seems hopeless. As a matter of fact, I remember watching young people who had on their windshields with vinyl lettering. The words were hopeless. I couldn't believe that. Why would you put that? Don't put that on your, you know, and I can understand. Maybe it's a cry of your heart. You're going, listen, I need hope. Well, I got news for you that right now on your on VFNTV.com or on your VFNTV app, and you can find it by going to your browser and type in VFNTV.com, and it'll lead you through the steps to be able to have it on your iPhone or your mobile device or your iPad or iPod or your all the wonderful stuff that they have out there. And so, but with that, you can get hope, because you got to understand that, you know, when you think about Abraham, against all hope, in hope, he still believed. It's okay. A lot of times we're looking and said, okay, I've looked at the evidence. I looked at my inabilities. I looked at my finances. I looked at my relationship. I looked at what everybody's saying about me. I've looked at all these different things. But you can do that. You can look at your reality. It's okay in God to look at your reality. And in the natural sense, it ain't going to happen.
Right.
But you still can have hope against that hope, but it's a different hope. It's called faith. It says, now faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. And it's hope. It's that kind of hope. You know, inside of me, it hasn't manifested yet, but what I'm believing God for is going to come to pass. You know, and I have a dream. I literally have a dream that God is going to pour out a third great awakening. I know, obviously, you know, that, you know, the church is going to have to be, you know, in agreement with what God is saying. But I'm just believing you. That's why we're on VFN TV and VFN Radio, to be able to talk to you and encourage you. Listen, it's God's got good plans in store for you. Good plans in store for you. And I have a dream.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, joining me is Pat and John. John, talk to us. What's taking place now in Israel?
Well, you know, a lot's been taking place, but what's happening, you know, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, of course, came to the UN, spoke with the president this time around. President was too busy last year to meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu when he came to speak at the United Nations. Imagine that.
Wow.
But you know that at the previous last year, the Prime Minister drew the red line in terms of striking Iran and made that very clear. And you notice that, you know, Syria all of a sudden has just, you know, went away. No more distractions. Mm-hmm. But it was all designed to keep our eyes off of what's actually happening in Iran and the fact that they still want to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. And just because they have a new leader, Khomeini, there, doesn't mean that their policies have changed or the strategy has changed.
A new front man.
Yeah, a new front man. Like the Prime Minister said, he's just a wolf in sheep's clothing. And, you know, wolf is still a wolf. No matter if you change his clothes or not, you are who you are. And so I want you to listen to...
Well, the Prime Minister, he said that... the previous president was a wolf in wolf's clothing.
That's right.
And this is a wolf in sheep's clothing, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said.
And we know that a wolf in any clothing is still a wolf. Well, I want you to listen to this segment. It's a piece of a movie called Iranium. Iranium. And it talks about what's happening. You understand that, listen, Israel's not afraid to strike Iran's nuclear weapon. If they have to do it alone, they will. If they've done this already in Iraq, when they took out the Osirak, they called it the Osirak nuclear plant, and they took it out all by themselves back in 81. I want you to listen to this segment. We'll be right back.
Imam Aziz Farmoodi Chabayat.
Everybody knows that Iran wants to destroy Israel and the West. Everybody knows that they want to conquer the world. Everybody knows that they're either on the verge of acquiring nuclear weapons or they have them already. And everybody knows that they must be stopped. But why isn't anyone doing what we all know needs to be done? The answer is one word: fear. The psychological mechanism at play here is called cognitive dissonance. It's a subconscious denial of something so terrifying that the gravity of the threat is totally denied despite the catastrophic consequences of an action. In Israel, we don't have the luxury of deluding ourselves with rose-colored glasses. For us, allowing ourselves the indulgence of cognitive dissonance would cost us our lives. Millions of them. We've been down that road before and we're not going to do it again. Have you ever considered the implications of a nuclear Iran?
A nuclear-armed Iran is going to spark an arms race in the Middle East and the greater region.
Whenever Iran has developed a new weapon that can be used against Israel, they've shipped it to Hezbollah. Now, those missiles give Iran, through Hezbollah, the capability of hitting any target in Israel.
Once the Iranian missiles are up and running on launching pads in Lebanon, they can reach not just Israel, they can reach Western targets.
The Iranians carried out a test to launch a Scud missile from a barge in the Caspian Sea. Many people believe that this is what the Iranians would like to do with the United States, put a missile in a cargo ship going off of our coast. From 100 miles off our coast, we've never seen it.
When Mahmoud Ahmadinejad talks about a world without America not only being desirable but achievable, he could mean a strategic electromagnetic pulse attack.
An EMP weapon, meaning a small nuclear bomb, detonated above this...
This is amazing what you're listening to. When we come back in the extra hour, we're going to let you listen to the rest of this. We're also going to post it on the Torch.
You got to see
this. But you got to see
this. Oh, my goodness. They're talking about America and Israel.
America and Israel. Listen, Israel is going to take a stand. They're going to protect themselves. And by protecting themselves, they're going to wind up probably protecting us as well and the rest of the world.
And cognitive mental dissonance.
Yeah.
It's like, don't shut down your brain right now.
Don't shut it
you
down.
You got to pay attention. And that's what we're really trying to do. It's like, hey, we have to wake up.
Yeah.
This is so good. You've got to see this. We're going to hear the... Catch us in the extra hour.
Yeah,
we're going to begin the extra hour. We're continuing to talk about what's taking place right now. And they're talking about this right now. They're building nuclear weapons right this one moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, God bless.
Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at VFNTV.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at VFNTV.com. You're listening to VFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side.
I love VFN Radio. You know, I'm not saying it because I'm part of it, is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it, because it's the Word of God. It's a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage you to get a device, a radio or an I something or an N something, and put it on your desk at work, and, you know, put it by the kitchen sink and just carry it with you or whatever, and just listen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Think about it. 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world. You can hear VFN Radio. And if you miss a segment, that you just like catch a half of it, don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch, and you can hear the whole segment. The whole segment. And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices. And podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important, because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker on the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says this is a witness to them, letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed unless they know God, which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee mm-hmm. while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what? Mm-hmm. I mean, really mean it. You know, not, they aren't faking it. It's just like, mm-hmm. what?